Hey, good morning, Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, 633 in the morning. Psychic Tiffany in the 7 o'clock hour on the show. Your burning questions all hour long. Before that, stupid stories. Craigslist, the price is right on the way. First, a round of Am I the Jerk? Very simply, post on social media every now and then, just situations where, hey, what did you think? Maybe you're a little bit of the jerk. And we will roundtable some of those submissions we got here on the show. I have three cases today. And if you want to weigh in, you can real quickly text whether or not you think they're a jerk and why. 35-270. Case one of three. Am I the jerk? My sister asked me to be her maid of honor at her wedding, and I told her I'd rather not be that, or a bridesmaid even, because we haven't talked that much the past few years. I love her, but I don't think we're close enough that it warrants me planning her bridal shower, etc. I'll happily attend the wedding, but I don't want to be involved in anything past that. My mom and her both seem really mad at me now. Am I the jerk?
That's such a tough one. Like, and I think it'll be hard, like, for me, probably for you, to feel that way too, because we are really close with our sisters. So I don't know. I would say, yeah, you are the jerk. Obviously she feels that you mean a lot to her and she wants you to be her bridesmaid for a reason, because she obviously still has like a strong bond and connection to her. So I would say, yes, that is a jerk. She's your sister. If you want to have your benefit or your relationship be strong and going forward, I think that's something that you should strive to do. You should be in the wedding. Whereas if you say no, like, this is just going to cause more problems for you guys.
I agree with Jamie. By saying no, you're going to just get further away from her. Maybe you don't feel as comfortable being the maid of honor, and I think you could say that to her, but then at least be a bridesmaid. Saying you don't want to be in the wedding at all, that's kind of extreme. She asked you for a reason. You're her sister. She loves you.
That's two votes for a jerk, so I'm outvoted either way. I'll actually throw not a jerk now that it matters at this point, but I don't think you're a jerk because you said you haven't even really talked to her that much the past couple of years. Like, that's pretty estranged if you haven't talked in a couple of years. Like, it's not just like coronavirus here. It's just in general. I think that's weird that she even asked you.
But maybe her reaching out and saying, like, I want you to be a part of, like, my wedding, my bridesmaid, is because she wants to, like, get that relationship going again and be stronger.
Is that a gift, though? Hey, I want you to be my wedding servant and plan me a party. I know we never talk, though.
I think that a lot of people, when you're asked, you don't necessarily think about the work that's involved with being a bridesmaid or a maid of honor. You just think of the meaning behind it and that you're so special and that's why they picked you.
What? I feel so special.
I'm
right
my
now.
Sister's bridesmaid, and the first thing I said, I can't wait to throw you a bachelorette party.
Somebody did text saying maybe you just at least be a bridesmaid if you don't want to have to be like the organizer of everything. All right. Am I the jerk? Case two of three. There's a guy in the office who asked me out a couple of times, and the most recent time I raised my voice and I know other people heard me, and I said for the last time now, I don't want to go out with you now, and I never will. Please stop asking. Based off the glances we've each received, I know people heard, and I feel kind of bad for him now. Am I the jerk?
Not at all.
Well, no, it sounds like he asked you a couple times. He's lucky that's all you did.
Yeah.
I feel you're not a jerk, because if, like, they can't take no as an answer right away and they continue to ask, good, raise your voice, do not feel bad. And now everyone has seen, like, if he continues to ask, then you'll kind of have people to stand up for you and be like, this isn't the first time he's done it.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like time one, I'd be like, wow, that was kind of abrupt. But I mean, given the fact that he's hassled you about it a couple times enough that it drove you to that, I'd say that's more on him than anything. And finally, case three of three. I unfriended all the random people from high school that I don't talk to anymore on social media. I'm 38, by the way, if it matters. And a few have tried to add me back. I'm just going to leave the requests unresponded to until the end of time. We don't talk. What's the point of connecting on social media? Am I the jerk?
Nope. No. I do the same thing. There's so many people on Instagram and Facebook that I do not accept. And my Instagram is kind of private, so I don't let them follow me. I deny their request.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think that there's a lot of people doing that, especially now with politics. People just don't want to see it or hear from these people anymore.
I think, are you in my life now? No. Then why do you need to see what I'm up to?
Well, and what you say, you're 38 years old, so 20 years ago you graduated from high school. If you weren't talking with these people, I mean, it's just like anyone else. Why would you be connected on there? I think it's weird that they noticed you got rid of them and tried to add you back.
That is.
If anything, I think that's the weirdest thing about it. I'd say definitely not a jerk. So we were pretty universal except for the bridesmaid one today. That one was slightly more debated. 6:38 in the morning. That was Am I a Jerk? Craigslist, The Price is Right after. Bang, it's AJR. Y94, the number one hit music station.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping.